Well, we now know that the CDC is a weaponized lie machine, but not all doctors are lying. In fact, we have one here today who's taking care of patients for free. And there's a special edition of Ask Dr. Jane. On today's episode of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, I'll blast the CDC and its criminal director, Dr. Rachel Walensky, who now says there was no way to know that these injections would wane from their 95% efficacy that she so boldly pushed on the American people. And she now says it's the American people's own fault for taking government recommendations as black and white. She's now scrambling to cover her butt. And she says the science is actually gray. And later, we'll have a visit with the founder and the president of MyFreeDoctor.com. Dr. Ben Marble is here to discuss how, while some physicians have become murderers and treating people with the death protocols, his organization has now poised to treat patients for more than just flu with a ever-burgeoning group of safe doctors. And we'll wrap up the show with something very special. It's all for you. It's a one-on-one with your very own Ask Dr. Jane. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you are about to enter Truth in Medicine. Well, the criminal heading up the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Rachel Walensky, is trying to cover up for her lies. Look, they've pushed to get this shot into every person in the world by telling you that your body didn't know what it was doing, that the laws of nature ceased to exist with COVID-19. And as each lie was uncovered, and injected people are now showing less and less ability to fight infection and immune-related diseases, she now wants you to think it's your fault for trusting the science too much. Wait a minute. Weren't we told to trust the science? Okay, but she doesn't want you to trust it too black and white, she said. Look, the CDC is now known and should be known worldwide as a propaganda organization, a paid lying machine. And I'm going to show you how. First, I want to take you through three lies the CDC posted on their website and then ended up deleting from their website. They think you're really stupid. That's the problem. First, they proclaimed that natural laws no longer existed. What do I mean by that? They told us vaccines would be needed to achieve herd immunity. Herd immunity is something that happens naturally as an organism or an illness moves through the population. More and more people become immune to it, even those who never got symptomatic and who never became ill. Just the exposure initiated an immune response from their bodies naturally. She said, and they said, that we'll never be able to get to herd immunity without the vaccines, because there's no evidence for lasting protective immunity to SARS-CoV-2 following natural infection. They knew that natural immunity was better. They lied about that. Was a flat out lie. And then they ended up removing that from their website. The second lie, when they couldn't pass that one, became, well, there's a little bit of natural immunity, but okay, the duration of your natural immunity is just not as long as the shots. Lie, big lie. And they removed that. In other words, trying to talk you into the fact that you're, so you have natural immunity, but it's just not long lived. The third lie was that when they couldn't pass that along because people who had the natural infection, flu, whatever that flu was, after they recovered, were not getting repeated infections. We're not getting or testing positive with these fake PCR tests. So the third lie they had to come up with was those with natural immunity, you know what? You should still get it because you can always use a little extra immunity. You'll get additional protection. Lie, lie, lie. There's no evidence that SARS-CoV-2 exists. Now, I'm getting a lot of, you know, pushback in social media, people saying, how can you say COVID didn't exist? That's not what I said. I never said COVID flu or whatever that flu is that moved through the population doesn't exist. I'd have to be stupid to say that. I had it myself. What I said was, and what a lot of experts are saying, virologists, immunologists, scientists, is that the SARS-CoV-2 virus that they claim is responsible for this flu, for these variants, itself has never been isolated and purified in its whole form from an ill human being. I want you to take a listen to this tape of Rachel Walensky talking about Omicron. There's no way to diagnose Omicron or any other variant. She talks about the risk of reinfection. How do you know someone is reinfected, Rachel Walensky from the CDC, if you can't diagnose it with anything, including the PCR test that your agency already recalled? Let's take a listen. That would be video number one.
Natural immunity. What we can tell you with Omicron, even with natural immunity, is that there's increased risk of reinfection with Omicron if you've been previously infected compared to the prior variant. So even those with natural immunity, we are recommending that you get vaccinated and get boosted. And really what this is telling us, what Omicron is telling us, is with a variant that has this many mutations, we need a really high level of immunity, and that means getting yourself maximally vaccinated.
Maximum, I think her phrase was maximally vaccinated. You've got to be maximally vaccinated. You have to be completely vaccinated. You have to be hugely vaccinated. Maximally vaccinated? Wow. Wow, she's pretty desperate. That's a ridiculous statement. There are no validated tests to diagnose SARS-CoV-2 flu infection, whatever. There are no validated diagnostic tests for SARS-CoV-2 immunity. You've got to understand that. Otherwise, you're going to continue to be duped over and over and over again. And when these lies come to the surface, each time, we've seen the CDC pull them off their website because they can't sustain them. They can't defend them anymore. They've made statements on their website that this is perfectly safe and effective. You know, it's like Woody Woodpecker again in my head. Safe and effective, safe and effective. You're lying. Safe and effective for pregnant women? It wasn't studied in pregnant women. Safe and effective for breastfeeding moms? And they're and the fetuses of of pregnant women, it wasn't studied in those populations. Oh, it's 100% safe and effective for people with liver disease and kidney disease. You didn't study it in that. It's absolutely egregious to watch this entire system, to watch the American people be duped when the entire system was played, when the FDA ignored their own guidance documents, their own regulatory, you know, requirements for a study. But Fauci, Walensky, and other U.S. officials continue to recommend that virtually all Americans aged 5 years or older get this vaccine and a booster. Get it all. You got to be maximally vaccinated. I want you to take a listen to the second video, video two. Please play that.
In our vaccine studies, our vaccine effectiveness studies, with date certain when people were vaccinated, and we can prospect.
Wow. When she says we did these studies and we did those studies, is the CDC running Pfizer's trials? Who's we? Thought this was Pfizer's trial. They filed the protocol with clinicaltrials.gov. She says, in our effectiveness studies, you know, we could see the durability. Durability is length of immunity. Really? Wow, you could? Oh, it was durable because we did effectiveness studies. How'd you do that? How'd you do that? You broke your blind. And this, here's the best part. I've explained to you before, when they break the blind, you've converted your randomized placebo-controlled trial into an open label. Open label is the term for everybody knows what they're getting. Open label observational trial. So how did you get definitive durability, efficacy? But, oh, she says, she testifies to Congress, but the studies you cited with regard to natural immunity, oh, those were murkier, I think was her word, right? Murkier. Because they relied on, watch this, I want you to watch the sleight of hand. The studies on natural immunity are murkier because they relied on retrospective, observational, and we couldn't do prospectives. I mean, it's just a, she's just, but here's the point. Do you hear what she said? Did you catch that? The studies on natural immunity were done with like observational methods, and that's not reliable. Oh, but you broke your blind. Pfizer broke their blind. Fauci told Pfizer or forced them to break their blind, converting their trial. And what's now happening is you are all, those of you still taking the shots and the boosters, you're in the observational study because it's good enough for that, but it's not good enough to determine natural immunity, right? Look at how they jump around. It's ridiculous. She says, you know, they use it both ways. Well, the efficacy is waning, so you better get vaccinated. Or the efficacy is waning, so you better get a booster. Or even though you had the natural COVID, you better get the booster. Quote, I have frequently said, we're going to lead with the science. The science is going to be the foundation of everything we do. And that's entirely true, she said. I think the public heard that science is foolproof. Science is black and white. Science is immediate. And we get the answer, and then we make the decision based on the answer. And the truth is, science is gray. And science isn't always immediate. Sometimes it takes months and years to actually find out the answer. But you have to make the decisions in a pandemic really quickly before you have that answer. They want it always, both ways. You see the lies? This is a propaganda machine. It's not even a good one. It's not even a good one. People who've had this illness or any flu, coronavirus type flu, whatever, the last thing you have natural immunity. You have God-given immunity. You do not want to take these. You more than anybody do not want to take these shots because you will hyper-react and you will degrade your immune system. These aren't safe for anybody. They're not meant for anybody, any human being. They're not even fit for animals. But yet, everybody should get it. Everybody's got to be maximally. That's not even a medical term. It's not even a scientific term. Maximally. And then she says, it's harder to study T cells. You know, we have B cells and other white cells. We have the T, killer T. Harder to study killer T in natural immunity and really figure it out. They're harder to study. Somehow, killer T cells become more elusive or more difficult to study in natural immunity. There's something I want you to look up. I will review it in another show. I want to teach you the difference between passive and active immunity. And any medical person who studied infectious disease and didn't sleep through that chapter knows that passive immunity, which is from traditional vaccines where you stimulate with the actual organism, whether it's attenuated or not, that's That's never lifelong. Why do you think you need a booster? Why should you never have a chickenpox vaccine? Because if you get the chickenpox as a child, it's a very mild illness, relatively speaking. It's not life-threatening. And you have most of your life, possibly entire lifetime of immunity. But take the chickenpox vaccine, you're going to need it every so many years. Why? Because passive immunity is artificial. And it's not durable. And it's not better than natural immunity. Natural immunity is what you get when you have the actual illness that those other people are vaccinating for. That's called active immunity. And it's usually lifelong for most infectious diseases. Active immunity. Nothing's better than God. Nothing's better than natural. Don't let them dupe you. The CDC should be broken down. Funding should stop immediately. It should be ripped apart. And everybody in there, including Walensky, the liar, should be hauled into Congress for discovery and accountability. It's over. The game is over. The CDC is now a department at Pfizer. I want to thank our title sponsor, Cortez Wealth Management, and its founder and president, Carlos Cortez, who's about to have, I believe, a show on the Stu Peters Network called Scriptures and Wall Street. You can go to scripturesandwallstreet.com and see his incredible podcast every week. He's an incredible person. He's a wonderful person. And he's a fiduciary. He's a Christian. He's a nobody better to manage your money in this crazy time. And his website is AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Thank you, Cortez Wealth Management. Stay with me. In the next section, we're going to talk to the brilliant and benevolent Dr. Ben Marble, who started MyFreeDoctor.com, where you can get all kinds of care from safe doctors who won't try to kill you. And in the last segment, you won't want to miss that. It's a very special version, just one-on-one, you and me, Ask Dr. Jane. Stay right where you are.